then said to him heedful Penelope, "My child, my soul within is dazed with wonder. I cannot speak to him, nor ask a question, nor look him in the face. But if this is indeed Odysseus, come at last, we certainly shall know each other better than others know, for we have signs which we too understand, signs hidden from the rest." As she, long tried, spoke thus, royal Odysseus smiled and said to Telemachus forthwith in winged words, "Telemachus, leave your mother in the hall to try my truth. She soon will know me better. Now, because I am foul and dressed in sorry clothes, she holds me in dishonor, and says I am not he. But you and I have yet to plan how all may turn out well. For whoso kills one man among a tribe, though the man leaves few champions behind, becomes an exile, quitting king and country. We have destroyed the pillars of the state, the very noblest youths of Ithaca. Form, then, a plan, I pray." Then answered him discreet Telemachus, "Look you to that, dear father. Your wisdom, as they say, the best among mankind. No mortal man can rival you. Zealously will we follow, and not fail, I think, in daring, so far as power is ours." Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Then I will tell you what seems best to me. First, wash and put on tunics, and bid the maids about the house array themselves. Then let the sacred bard with tuneful lyre lead us in sportive dancing, that men may say, hearing us from without, 'It is a wedding,' whether such men be passers-by or neighboring folk, and so broad rumor may not reach the town about the suitor's murder till we are gone to our well-wooded farm. There will we plan, as the Olympian shall grant us wisdom." So he spoke, and willingly they heeded and obeyed. For first they washed themselves and put on tunics, and the women also put on their attire. And then the noble bard took up his hollow lyre, and in them stirred desire for merry music and the gallant dance, and the great house resounded to the tread of lusty men and gay-girt women. And one who heard the dancing from without would say, "Well, well, some man has married the long-courted queen. Hard-hearted, for the husband of her youth, she would not guard her great house to the end till he should come." So they would say, but knew not how things were.